بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم، ما بعد. عن أبي المنذر أبي بن كعب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: كان رجل لا أعلم رجلا أبعد من المسجد منه، وكان لا تخطئه صلاة، فقيل له أو فقلت له: لو اشتريت حمارا تركبه في الظلماء وفي الرمضاء. فقال: ما يسرني أن منزلي إلى جنب المسجد، إني أريد أن يكتب لي ممشاي إلى المسجد ورجوعي إذا رجعت إلى أهلي. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: قد جمع الله لك ذلك كله. رواه مسلم. وفي رواية: إن لك ما احتسبت الرمضاء والأرض التي أصابها الحر الشديد. وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: أراد بنو سلمى أن ينتقلوا قرب المسجد، فبلغ ذلك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، فقال لهم: إنه قد بلغني أنكم تريدون أن تنتقلوا قرب المسجد. فقالوا: نعم يا رسول الله، قد أردنا ذلك. فقال بني سلمة: دياركم تكتب آثاركم، دياركم تكتب آثاركم. رواه مسلم. وفي رواية: إن بكل خطوة درجة. رواه مسلم. وروى البخاري أيضا بمعناه من رواية أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه. The narrator of the hadith is a very, very famous Sahabi, the name of Ubay bin Ka'b رضي الله تعالى عنه. He was from the Banu Najjar tribe of the Khazraj in Medina Munawwara. And he was also part of the 70 Ansar who took the oath of allegiance at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Aqaba in Mina. We find that that oath of allegiance formed the foundation for which the basis on which the hijrah took place from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu is amongst those 200 odd sahaba that participated in every expedition in Badr, in Uhud, and all the other expeditions with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 164 ahadith are narrated from him. Of these 164, in Bukhari and Muslim we find 3. And in other words, Bukhari and Muslim both have quoted 3. In Bukhari specifically, another 3. In Muslim Sharif, another 7. He was amongst those Sahaba who was literate prior to Islam. So after accepting Islam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam appointed him as what we call Katib al-Wahi. In other words, he was a scribe of revelation. When the Quran used to be revealed, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, on occasion, he would instruct the Sahaba Ikram to record whatever was being revealed. Those Sahaba who were appointed to write the Quran when it was revealed, they were referred to as Katib al-Wahi. It was a special distinction among Sahaba Ikram, and this distinction was accorded also to Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He would recite the Quran in a very, very beautiful manner and form. And we find that on one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قرأ على أبي بن كعب سورة بينة. In the 30th para of the Quran, سورة بينة لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب. On one occasion, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم read this surah and made Ubay bin Ka'b listen to it. So this was a special distinction that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam accorded. In other words, when the surah came down, he called Ubay bin Ka'b and then he read it to him. And thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Amanani Allahu azza wa jal an aqra alayk. Allah ta'ala commanded me to recite the surah in front of you. So this tells us the status that was accorded to this particular sahabi, Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And we find that in this particular aspect, in other words, being called and the surah of the Quran being read in front of him, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that Allah commanded me to do this, this was a special distinction of Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nevertheless, he narrates, he says, there was one person, I don't know of anyone who used to live further from the masjid than him. In other words, distance-wise, the house of this person was very, very far from Masjid al-Nabawi. And despite the great distance, he would not miss a single salah with Jamaat in Masjid al-Nabawi. So it was said to this person, or the suggestion was made to him, that why don't you purchase a donkey or some form of conveyance? You can ride this, on the one hand, in the darkness, it will make things easy for you. and fir Ramadha. This word, interestingly, Ramadha, we're coming to the month of Ramadan, the meaning is very, very similar. What it means literally, in excessive heat, obviously synonymous with the desert, in the middle of the day, it used to get very, very hot. So Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu anhu says that it was suggested to this person, very, very hot, like for example, Zuhr Salah, and in the darkness of the night, get an animal, it'll make it easy for you, as it is you are coming for all your Salah from such a long distance. Now imagine, for a conveyance to be suggested to the Sahabi, we can work out how far away from Masjid Nabawi he was living. And yet 5 times a day from that great distance, he used to come. So the response of the Sahabi was, it would not please me if my house was next to the masjid. Why? Because I wish that my steps going to the masjid and my steps returning from the masjid back to my family should be in my book of good deeds on the day of judgment. I desire that this should be written down for me. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he heard this, he said, Allah has collected all those good deeds for you. قَدْ جَمَعَ اللَّهُ لَكَ ذَلِكَ كُلَّهُ. And one riwayat it comes, إِنَّ لَكَ مَحْتَسَبْتَ. And we find that this is very, very important for us to take note of. This expression of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إِنَّ لَكَ مَحْتَسَبْتَ. In other words, Allah will give you everything of which you made ihtisab. Ihtisab, ulama ikram explained this term. What it means? It means Allah Ta'ala will reward you according to your expectations. So we must keep positive expectations. And secondly, we must have the intention in the heart. I'm walking this distance to the masjid. Every step, we heard the hadith previously, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, should I not show you things, يَمْحُ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْخَطَايَا وَيَرْفَعُ بِهِ الدَّرَجَاتِ. Allah is wiping away your sins as a result of these things. Allah is wiping away your sins. Allah is raising your ranks in Jannah as a result of these things. One of the three things he said, كَثْرَةُ الْخُطَىٰ إِلَى الْمَسَاجِدِ. The number of steps, the excessive number of steps that you will take walking to the masjid. On every step, Allah is wiping away your sins. Allah is raising your daraja. Now we must make ihtisab of that. We must be conscious of that. We must make that niyat and have this conviction. Every step on my good deeds, is in my scale of good deeds, is being written down in my favor. Understand the reward of it. And making that niyat and intention, we find Sahaba, how easy it was for him to accept the suggestion. Let me take a conveyance. But imagine, this person would probably have to leave his home half an hour, maybe an hour earlier, in order to make it for every salah. Yet he had this complete conviction, my steps to the masjid are not being wasted. Every step is being written down for me. And we find that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reaffirmed this. قَدْ جَمَعَ اللَّهُ لَكَ ذَلِكَ كُلَّهُ. In the other riwayat, the narrator of which was Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentions about a tribe that was called Banu Salima. This is Salmat ibn Sa'ad ibn Khazraj. It's a very famous tribe from amongst the Ansar of Medina. So he mentions about this tribe that they made the intention to relocate close to the masjid. They were living very far away. This tribe decided to relocate and come close to the masjid. This news reached Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent for them, and he said to them, "Innahu qad balagani annakum turiduna an tantaqilu qurb al-masjid." This news has reached me that you people intend to relocate close to the masjid. One important sabak and lesson that we learn here: when you hear something, don't just believe it and make your mind up. Or if you hear something by which, according to which you want to give somebody advice, call the person and first establish the credentials of what you heard. That, listen, bhai, I heard this, is this correct? Then give the advice. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches a very important lesson. News reached him, these people decided to move near the masjid. First thing, innahu qad, this news has reached me, is this correct? Then he gave the advice. So when they said, Naam, yes, O Nabi of Allah, this we did intend this. Aradna dhalik. We did intend this. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is one, he could have told them, listen, I feel you shouldn't move closer. Allah is going to reward you. But obviously, to appreciate what happened here, we have to understand the nuances of the Arabic language. He didn't say that to them. He said it like this. Bani Salama. Bani Salama, Diyarakum, Tuktab Atharukum. This, Allahu Akbar, this is like, it's very, very difficult to explain this in English, the difference. But it is almost as if this is like congratulations. This is like Mubarak Badi. Banu Salama, hold fast to your homes. Diyarakum, hold fast to your homes. Why? Tuktab Atharukum, every step you are taking. Every step you are taking is being recorded in your book of good deeds. Every step you are taking, and we find in another hadith, another chain of narration of this hadith, this expression, inna bi kulli khatwatin daraja, inna bi kulli khatwatin daraja. Every step you are taking to the masjid, Allah is raising your ranks in the akhirat. In this modern age specifically, many of us, our houses are very close to the masjid. What will, now and then, let us make amal on this. One is we like to make exercise. People go to gyms and go to environments which are not even conducive, which are attacking the iman of the people. Because we say, I need to get my daily exercise. Your house is a little bit distant from the masjid. You're worried about crime, etc. Read your Ayatul Kursi or few brothers together. But one is the exercise will be achieved. Secondly, besides the reward, secondly, when walking to the masjid, an opportunity is there. Remove some difficulty from the way that is blocking the people. Greet the people with salam. Make amar bil ma'ruf nahi anil munkar. So many engage ourselves in the zikr of Allah. We are going up, climbing up a hill, Allahu Akbar. Going down a hill, Subhanallah. Keep ourselves busy with zikr, with durood sharif, with tilawat of Quran, etc. So many good deeds can come together in just this amal of walking to the masjid. Allah give us tawfiq, Subhanallah.